AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Fed Chair Jerome Powell told the Senate committee interest rate hikes will be decided on a meeting-by-meeting basis.
We are highly attentive to inflation risks and determined to take the measures necessary to restore price stability. The American economy is very strong and well-positioned to handle tighter monetary policy.
Powell's testimony comes exactly 1 week after the Fed announced its three-quarters of a point increase, its biggest hike in nearly three decades. The Biden administration announced it's providing logistical support to import the equivalent of about 16 million 8-ounce baby formula bottles from Mexico. That starts this weekend as part of efforts to ease nationwide supply shortages caused by the closure of the largest manufacturing plant in the U.S. It's one of the deadliest earthquakes in decades in Afghanistan. At least 1,000 people have died in eastern Afghanistan. Sam Mort with UNICEF says it's hard to get to some of the damaged areas.
We are getting some teams into some areas, but the more rural and remote areas that have been affected by landslides, we've had a lot of rain in the last 48 hours. We've got roads blocked, so it's more difficult to get to some of those areas.
Rescuers rushed to the area by helicopter, but the response is likely to be complicated in Afghanistan since many international aid agencies left the country after the Taliban takeover. A Ukrainian deputy prime minister overseeing the country's push to join the European Union says she's 100% certain all 27 EU nations will approve making Ukraine a candidate for membership in the EU. Documents released by a House committee show Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder conducted a shadow investigation that sought to discredit former employees, making accusations of workplace sexual harassment, hired private investigators to intimidate witnesses, and used an overseas lawsuit as a pretext to obtain phone records and emails. This is AP News. Yellowstone National Park has partially reopened.
Record-shattering floods reshaped Yellowstone's rivers and canyons, wiped out some roads, and left some areas inaccessible, maybe for months to come. But visitors are now able to return to some parts of the park. Park managers raised the gates at three of Yellowstone's five entrances this morning for the first time since June 13th. Tourists will be able to see Old Faithful again, the legendary geyser. But for now, they still won't be able to see the bears, wolves, and bison that roam the wild Lamar Valley and the thermal features around Mammoth Hot Springs. That area will stay closed at least until early July. I'm Rita Foley.
The South Dakota Senate convicted Attorney General Jason Ravensburg of two impeachment charges stemming from a 2020 fatal crash, removing and barring him from future office. Ravensburg said he didn't know he struck the man until he returned to the scene of the accident the next morning. Ed Donahue, AP News.